On today's show, we're going to discuss the Yankees winning 2 out of 3 in Toronto. They had a very big win on Thursday night against Robbie Ray and the Blue Jays. The fact that it was Robbie Ray is what makes it a big win. We'll talk about all the home runs and all that good stuff that happened at Rogers Center. And we'll also preview this very important series against the Rays. All the Yankees have done so far this past week has played important series. They got themselves to this position, but they have another one. The Rays may not have to play for anything right now, but the Yankees are playing for everything. So here we go.
You are Locked On Yankees, your daily New York Yankees podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, everyone. This is Stacey Gautzoulias, the host of Locked On Yankees. It's October 1st. We've made it to October. I can't believe it. And the Yankees finished off, well, not finished off, not yet. It's not the end of the season, but they won 2 out of 3 in Toronto. And let me tell you, I'm excited. You should be too, because as I said in the open, all three of these series, Boston, Toronto, the Rays, all very important, very important. And the Yankees have won 5 out of 6 so far. As I also said, the Rays don't really have anything to play for. They clinched everything they need to clinch. But if we go by the Yankees' history with the Rays in recent years, you know the Rays will like to screw with the Yankees. So the Yankees better not let their guard down at all this weekend. I don't expect them to, because they haven't done anything yet. They still need to clinch. Now, my thought is, because a lot of people are throwing out these scenarios where they want a crazy four-way tie and the Yankees, Red Sox, Blue Jays, and Mariners will all have to play each other to figure out who's going to be the first wild card, who's going to be the second wild card, who's going to play at home, who's going to do this, who's going to do that. No. What I would like is for the Yankees to clinch the number one wild card spot, and then the rest of the teams can fight it out. We don't need to deal with that stuff here. No. No, thank you. So last night, Robbie Ray. I said that this was going to be one of those games that could go not the way you think. And that's what the theme of that series was against Toronto. The Yankees usually have trouble with Ryu. They kind of got to him. 3 runs? That's getting to him, I guess. Yeah, and four, right? It was 4 1/3. So yeah, they got to him. Then Gerrit Cole has trouble on Wednesday. The ace. And the Blue Jays win. And then the Blue Jays ace, Robbie Ray, has loads of trouble with the Yankees last night. 4 home runs. And the Yankees hit 5 overall to account for 6 of their runs. The channel coordinator for Locked On, Sean Woodley, he hosts Locked On Raptors. So if you like the Raptors, listen to his show. He was at the game last night and he was not happy. Sorry. And I'm sure AJ. And yeah, they're not happy. Locked on Jays and Locked On Raptors are not happy right now. I am. I'm very happy. Now, I will disclose, I did not watch the game live last night. I was at a wedding, which is why my voice is raspy. But I was checking my phone like a maniac every 5 seconds on the dance floor, which is kind of rude. But, you know, I have a job to do here and I have to cover the Yankees. So I was seeing what was happening, watching the highlights as they were happening. And Sean happened to be at the game last night. And he said, you know, did you see Judge's first home run? I said, yeah. He's, I can't believe where he hit it. And he said that the only other home run, aside from all the home runs that Carlos Delgado used to hit for the Blue Jays, he said the only other home run that reminded him of that was Stanton's first home run with the Yankees back in 2018. Do you remember that? I do. It was very exciting because we all were like, oh, if this is going to be Giancarlo Stanton, the one that we're getting, this would be great. And then we know how that went. But Giancarlo Stanton and Aaron Judge, the last 2 months, September and August, they did something together that hasn't been done since 1931 with Lou Gehrig and Babe Ruth. And if I recall, I think 1931 ended up well for the Yankees, or did it? See, I'm not one of those Yankee fans who has every single World Series year memorized. I have most of them memorized, but I can't recall if 1931 was one. And see, if my dad was alive, he'd be able to tell me. I don't know if I told you this, but I was writing something years ago when I first started writing about baseball. I wanted to see how many of my family members were born during a Yankees World Series winning game year. And I didn't tell my dad this. All I did was ask, Dad, what year was Antina born? 1939, Yankees won the World Series. So anyway, so yeah, Judge and Stanton. The Yankees are lucky to have them. And as I said the other day, if you boo Giancarlo Stanton at all this series, he can have an offer for the entire series. If I hear booing, I'm going to be very angry with a lot of you, so don't do it. Okay. So last night, Robbie Ray, in his tight pants and his eastbound and down looking hair. I mean, I know baseball players can be weird. You know, some of them have the beards down to here. Others have strange hair, but he just looks ridiculous. The pants are funny to me. You know, Joey Gallo wears tight pants too, you know, but I don't know. Something about Robbie Ray, just, it was cracking me up last night. And yeah, as I said, this was going to be one of those games that could go either way, but I had a feeling that the Yankees could get to Ray, and they did. Four home runs, two from Judge, one from Rizzo, one from Glaber. I think Glaber was the only one that had a runner on base. Stanton had walked ahead of him. Everyone else was a solo home run. Rizzo's, and this is another thing from last night. Rizzo's home run was his 250th career home run. And Gerrit Cole knew this right away and asked for the ball so he could have the ball for Rizzo. I know I was bagging on Cole the other day and angry that he didn't pitch well on Wednesday night. Now, to be fair, I did record that show right after the game, and I was a little spicy and pissy and not happy with him, but he's a good teammate. How many other guys on that bench knew that it was Rizzo's 250th home run? He knew it right away. He pointed to the outfield, was like, bring the ball back in. We need it for him. I just thought that was so cool. So for as much as I was upset at Gerrit Cole for the other night, I do mention the fact that he seems like a really cool teammate, and that was a cool thing for him to do. You know what else is cool? What a segue. Built Bar. Built Bar has so many delicious flavors that there's something for everyone. And when you talk to a Built Bar fan, they're definitely passionate about their favorites. If you don't know the flavors, you're missing out. There's coconut, cherry Barcia. That's the favorite of Jason Burke of Locked On A's. Raspberry, mint brownie. Bryce Patterick and I like that. He's of Locked On Rangers, double chocolate, salted caramel, strawberry, orange, cookies and cream, German chocolate. Built Bars are not only the best tasting protein bar, but they're healthy for you. They're high in protein, low in calories, low in sugar, and they're just amazing. Built Bar is the official bar of the track and field team for USA. That's pretty cool. Go to built.com and use our promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off your order. They have a mixed box. So if you haven't tried all the flavors, you get two of each of the nine. That equals 18 delicious bars for you. Try them out, figure out what your favorite is, and then order your favorite over and over like I do. Again, that's promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. Oh, yeah. I'm pleasantly surprised by how the Yankees have performed the last six games. Because as I said earlier, this was the test for them. As I keep saying, they did it to themselves. They had all those awful losses. I don't need to name them again. You all know which ones they are. The ones bullpen blew, specifically Chapman, Chad Green, those games in Boston in July, the game against the Angels in late June, game against the Mets in July, Astros, those games, all the games that they lost to the Orioles. They had no business losing to the Orioles. By the way, Orioles, good job beating the Red Sox. This is setting up that possible three-way tie for the second wild card, which is the scenario I want. Again, do not want the Yankees involved in this at all. I want the Yankees sitting and waiting for their opponent and laughing at the other teams having to play each other. That's what I would like. So Good job by the Orioles beating the Red Sox. They beat Chris Sale the other night, or at least they won the game that Chris Sale was pitching. So, yeah. I know other people in baseball, other fans of baseball would love for this four-team tie scenario. No. On a normal year, I would if it was another wild card race, but you know, the West is wrapped up. The Dodgers are ahead of the Cardinals for the second spot. The Cardinals finally lost. They finally lost. Which I guess, you know what, that's better for them. Because could you imagine if the Cardinals went into the wild card game on this tremendous streak and then lost? After all that, after pulling ahead of all those other teams to take the second wild card and then losing in the game? Yeah, that wouldn't be fun. So I want the Yankees at home for the wild card game. I don't want any shenanigans. I don't want any doubts that they're going to be the ones at home in the number one spot in the wild card. I want them hosting it. I'm still not sure who I really want the opponent to be. I'm scared of the Mariners because they're just on a roll. And they have guys who can turn on the ball and, you know, hit a late inning home run and kill our dreams. Mitch Haniger, mainly. A lot of those guys like hitting home runs, though. The Red Sox, I feel like if I say this, it could be bad, but I feel like the Yankees are better matched against the Red Sox right now. And the tables have turned. Yeah. I feel like the Yankees could beat the Red Sox in a wild card game. I know it would be nerve-wracking for all of us, but I feel that that matchup is better. Do I think they can beat Toronto? Yes. But I also, there's also the chance that Toronto could score 10 runs against them in the wild card game and embarrass them as well. I don't see Boston doing that. I could see the Mariners doing something similar to that, like scoring 5, you know, and I don't know. I still can't decide who I would rather the Yankees face. But as long as the Yankees are facing them at home, they have a better chance of winning that wild card game. Now, the Rays have everything wrapped up. They clinched home field advantage, I believe, through the playoffs, right? No matter how, where they go until the World Series. They won, was it 2 out of 3 against the Astros to do that? They're coming to New York. I can't believe I'm saying this. I almost wish the Yankees were playing at the Trop. I feel like when the Yankees' backs are against the wall and they're at home, at least this season, it doesn't feel like they're doing better. It almost feels like they have, even though you would think they have more pressure on the road and you have the fans booing you and, you know, hating you, I feel like this team kind of thrives off that. Although Boston, I don't know, you know, Stanton hit those 2 home runs in Boston, the 2 home runs that, you know, he did hit a home run on Friday night, but the Saturday and Sunday ones, especially Saturday, the grand slam, it sounded like Fenway was full of Yankee fans. But I feel like this team kind of thrives off people hating them just a little bit. But I know some of the guys probably can't understand why people hate them. It's like, they're not the big bad Yankees of yesteryear that were always winning. You know, even when people are like, oh, yeah, I'm rooting against the Yankees. It's like, root against the Red Sox. They're the ones who have won the most World Series this century so far. They're the number one team. Root against the Giants. They're on their way to another World Series. It'll be their 4th if they win, right? 2010, 2012, 2014, 2021. After not winning in how many years? Why is everyone always still against the Yankees? It's not the same. We're not the same hated Yankees. Like, who do you really, well, all right, no, I shouldn't say that. There are players on the team you shouldn't like for reasons. I won't get into them. But, like, I could see why people didn't like the 90s Yankees. No, you know what? I can't even see that either, because there wasn't anyone on that team that was hateable either. Like, maybe people didn't like Jeter. Like, younger guys didn't like him because he was good looking and all the girls loved him. And then add to that, he was good at baseball and, you know, I could see guys hating him for that. But like, who would you hate on the Yankees? Like, especially offensively, you know, Judge and Stanton are freaks of nature. And I feel like even though fans of other teams don't like the Yankees, they're still in awe of those guys. as I said earlier, Sean from Locked On Raptors was just like, Aaron Judge, man. Oh, you know, I mean, he is 6'7", 282. He's a freak of nature. And my goodness, I wish my dad was alive to see Aaron Judge. He missed him by 3 years. Even just for him to see, he knew about Giancarlo Stanton. Stanton's been playing a while. But just for him to see Stanton, Judge, Gallo in the outfield, 6'5", 6'7", 6'6", the big boy outfield. I just think my dad would get a kick out of that. I think that'd be awesome. My old school, you know, Bronx-born dad who started going to Yankee Stadium in the late 40s with a bag lunch for like a dime in the bleachers. Could you imagine? Now people have to save up money for vacation just to go to Yankee Stadium. Like what people used to save up to go to Disney World in the 80s, people are saving up to go to a couple of Yankee games a year. I'm not even exaggerating. That's just the way it is. Between parking, tickets, food, anything your kids want, you know, say you go to a game and it's one of those games where it's sunny out on one side of the stadium, but it's shade on the other side of the stadium. And the temperature difference is like 20 degrees and you have to buy an $85 sweatshirt. Although I don't think sweatshirts are $85 for kids, but they're probably still expensive. So yeah, things have changed, huh? Speaking of changing, it's fall. It's fall and football's back. And BetOnline is back and better than ever. All eyes are on the gridiron as teams are back for another football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. With a new updated site and interface and even more odds, props, and contests, BetOnline continues to be the number one source for everything football. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Don't forget to use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive that bonus. From football, basketball, boxing, right down to your favorite casino games, don't wait to take advantage of the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hey, Yankee fans, this is Stacey Gotsoulias with an incredible app everyone who buys gas needs to know about, Get Upside. My listeners are making up to 25 cents for every gallon of gas every time they fill up. Just download the free Get Upside app in the App Store or Google Play right now. Use promo code BASEBALL and get a bonus 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's up to 50 cents back. Don't pay full price at the pump anymore. Get cash back using Get Upside. Just download the app for free and use promo code BASEBALL to get up to 50 cents per gallon cash back on your first tank. Some people who drive a lot are making as much as $200 to $300 a month in cash back, and there's no catch. The cash back gets added right to your account. You can cash out at any time to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Get Upside app and use promo code BASEBALL to get up to 50 cents per gallon cash back on your first tank. That's code BASEBALL. That is pretty cool. I don't have a car and I don't drive, but given how far we drove to that wedding in Long Island yesterday and back, yeah, people would have made a lot of money. So do that. Sounds good. I just realized that I was going to do a preview for the series and I don't have my phone, so I don't have the stats here and I have no idea who's pitching. So I'm going to look that up right now. So how's everyone doing on Friday? Is everyone doing well? You should be doing well because the Yankees are doing well. And I have a good feeling about this series, although I hope I didn't just jinx them by saying it. Okay, tonight, 7:05 start. It is Shane McClanahan against Nestor Cortez. Nestor Cortez is 2-2 with a 2.85 ERA and 98 strikeouts. And McClanahan is 10-6 with a 3.44 ERA and 138 strikeouts. Now, the Yankees against McClanahan, Gleyber Torres in 5 at-bats is batting .600, and so is Gio Urshela. Now, Gio Urshela has a home run and 4 ribbies against McClanahan in those 5 at-bats. Small sample size, I know. And all of the Rays have small sample sizes against Nestor Cortez. The person who does the best, Yandy Diaz. It's 7 at-bats. He has a home run, 3 runs batted in, and he's batting .286. So not exactly killing Cortez, but there are some numbers there. And Let's see. Tomorrow's game is an afternoon game. Okay, good. So we're not going to be tortured by a Fox game. I know. I complain about it all the time. Someone got on me because I was complaining about Joe West and John Smoltz. Can you blame me? No. Oh, we get to see Shane Boz. That's the guy that the Rays got for basically nothing from, I believe, the Pirates. And, you know, he's just come out and he's gone 2-0 with a 1.69 ERA and 14 strikeouts. Yeah. Obviously, none of the Yankees have faced him because they just called him up. So we'll see how the Yankees do against this guy that they've never seen who throws really well. And, you know, he's like the big name. Everyone was very excited that he was called up. And again, the Rays committed highway robbery to get him. I don't know why teams keep doing this. But anyway, Jordan Montgomery, 6-6 with a 3.49 ERA, 159 strikeouts. The Yankees, will they score for him? I don't know. Because again, they're facing a guy they've never seen. As for the Rays against Montgomery, Montgomery does pretty good against Yandy Diaz. Now, Diaz has 3 runs batted in, but in 12 at-bats, he's only batting 167. So obviously a couple of those hits were big ones, but it's not as if he murders Jordan Montgomery. Manuel Margot, on the other hand, batting 357 in 14 at-bats with a home run and 3 runs batted in. Montgomery does okay against, oh, this is interesting. Randy Arozarena is only batting 214 against Montgomery in 14 at-bats, but he has 2 home runs and 4 runs batted in. So that's a funny stat line. Let's hope Jordan can keep him off. Well, no, not off the bases. Can keep him from running around the bases. Now, Sunday's matchup, the Yankees don't have a starter. It's 3:05. It's the last day of the season. Most of the starts are 3:05. As far as I know, there are a bunch of them. So they want to get everything out of the way. So just in case things come down to the wire, they'll have matchups set up for the wild card or whatever needs to be done if there needs to be a play-in for the wild card. So as I kept mentioning earlier, let's not see the Yankees there. So to be determined for the Yankees, but Michael Wacha is pitching for the Rays. He's 3-5 with a 5.26 ERA. Again, that is a 3:05 start for that game. So this weekend's a big one. I kind of have a good feeling about it because the Yankees, they know that they need to win these games. They know that they needed to win in Boston. They won in Boston. They know that they needed to win most of the games in Toronto. They won 2 out of 3. And as Meatloaf says, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. So it's been a good run so far for these 9 games. I said that they needed to win most of them and they have so far. So let's hope that, you know, they'll win tonight. Maybe they'll have some trouble against Boz and then they'll win on Sunday and things will be okay. Maybe it'll be a repeat of the Jays series with the sandwich, the winning sandwich around 1 losing game. I mean, a sweep would be great by the Yankees, but I think that's asking for too much. You never know. Maybe. So what's coming up? Locked On is having their playoff preview show. It's going to be a live show this weekend. So I'm going to be on. I think the Yankees need a combination of them winning and either the Red Sox and the Mariners to lose tonight in order to clinch a spot, just a spot in the playoffs. So if that happens, I will definitely be on the playoff preview show because the Yankees will be in. So hopefully before Sunday, that'll happen. We'll see. If you're not watching me on YouTube, I have 2 fingers. You know what? I have all my fingers crossed. And if you watched the HBO documentary, 9 Innings from Ground Zero in 2004, you will recognize this move because this is what I did when I was describing Game 7 against the Diamondbacks when Mo had his meltdown and my reaction to watching it and just being like, please don't screw this up. And then he screwed it up. Oh no. So wait a minute. All my fingers being crossed may have just jinxed the Yankees. All right, let's stop that. Oh boy. I don't know. Sometimes I believe in jinxes and sometimes I don't. I feel like, you know, we're getting into October and things are scary in October and anything can happen. And yeah, I feel like it could be bad. Oh, one note, Luke Voit, inflammation in the knee that he had surgically repaired. And it looks like if the Yankees make it as far as the ALCS, he won't be back before that. So yeah, I was getting on Aaron Boone for not starting Voit. It felt like a punishment for him talking out or speaking out about his true feelings when the Yankees got Anthony Rizzo. But I said this on another show. These guys are competitors. I mean, I'm sure he's happy to have Rizzo there because Rizzo's a good player, but he wasn't happy to see his playing time diminished, even though he was injured when they got him. It was just, you know, he's the reigning AL home run leader. Although that's way gone. Vlad Guerrero Jr., let's wait, hold on. Before I end the show, let's talk about that double he hit last night. Did that not feel like there was some sort of force that stopped that ball from going on the top of the wall and out? It felt like one of those balls that should have hit the top of the wall and continued out as a home run, and it bounced right back, and that really helped the Yankees. Yeah, that really, 2-1 is definitely way different than 3-1. I mean, the Yankees could have hit all those home runs in the following inning anyway, because that happened in the bottom of the fifth. Blue Jays took the lead. You know, I think it was George Springer was dancing in the dugout, and, you know, Vlad was all excited about his double. And then the Yankees come up and kind of rip their hearts out in the bottom of the top of the sixth. Knock Robbie Ray out. It's just, oh God, baseball can be so good. And the Yankees have had such good moments in the last week. And then you think of the other moments that they had throughout the season that made it necessary for them to have to win all these games. And you just think to yourself, why? Like, why couldn't they have been like this during some of those games that they lost earlier in the season? I don't know. Again, it feels like this team likes to play with their backs against the wall. And some of them have actually come out and said stuff like that. So they need to play this weekend like their backs are against the wall. So let's do that, boys. Do it. Sweep the Rays. So that's it for this episode of Locked On Yankees, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'd like to remind you that you can listen to this show in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Odyssey, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Bets. Betting on the Yankees doesn't have to be a guessing game if you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. Get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. Follow the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag wherever you get podcasts. One more thing, if you could be so kind, please rate this podcast and spread the word about this podcast to your fellow Yankee fans. We would really appreciate it. Oh no, not one more thing. Now, one more thing. Subscribe on YouTube, like, comment, do all that good stuff. So enjoy your weekend. Hopefully it'll be a good one for the Yankees. And tune into our playoff preview show on Sunday. And then I will talk to you all on Monday.